Shir Samach Aleph and Shabbos Hetov Zayin Adar Hetov Shalom Zayin March 6, 1977 on Sunday.
Now, last time we discussed the Shita of Rashi. Now, Gemore says that Rabbi Yechonon says that the Mishnah is reference to the case of Noch al Gabi Mashu. Now there are two Gersois. One Gersi is al Gabi Mashu, and the other Gersi is that the Kor mentions Noch Mashu. And the Miri mentions the two Gersois. Now, if we are Geiris, and according to the Miri, if we are Geiris Noch al Gabi Mashu, so then there are two things, two prerequisites. First of all, that it must rest for a second, and secondly, that it has to rest for a second on something tangible. The size of that thing that is tangible is of no importance, but it has to rest on something tangible. And if, let's say, it will just rest in the avir, not on anything tangible, not even a chip, so then it's not considered hanoch. But if we are geiris noch mashu, that's the other gear say. The other gear said that the Miri mentions, and the Kroz gear say, so then it's not even necessary that it should rest for a second on something tangible. Suppose the wind will make it rest for stop for a second, for a split second. So it will also be considered anoch. Now, Rashi, so says, he has the gear say, shenoch al gabi mash. So lifluk, if he's geiris al gabi mashu, and the Miri says that if we are geiris al gabi mashu, so then it follows that there are two prerequisites, that it should rest for a second, and also upon something tangible. Now, but let's see the Teisves. How Teisves mentions the name of Rashi. Ochazose yoruach mashu. Pireish, or let's go over the previous stages. Volinoch, vim tema, my poich, vatanya liil teo gimul divay hakel chayim, afal gab de loinoch. So Rav Chelke Batuvia says, the teo gimul divay hakel chayim, afal gab de loinoch. Veinir aleim arda teo daledamis koya, my potea, holinoch. So in other words, that we could say that the Gemara's kashi of Lohinoch is directed not against the Seif of the Mishneh, but against the Reish of the Mishneh. The Reish of the Mishneh says, Zorak Mesir Daledames, Vinizgalgil, Chusle Daledames is Potea, so that means, and Gemara assumed, that it's Lohinoch, in other words, that it was Zerik Mesir Daledames, and it didn't stop even for a second, and then it was Nizgalgeil Chutzlidaledames is Potter. So the question is, since it wasn't Noch, so why should it be Potter? So in other words, so even according to Reb Chelkiah Batuvi, who says that Teir Gimu Tvochim from the Karka is considered like Anoche, so it's considered like Anoche to be Chayim, but it certainly will not be considered as a anoche to be mivatel the original akira, to mivatel the original akira. So vin te mai po atani lil teir dimu de vahakel chai vahakel noch vin lir leima da teir dal damis koe a mai po teir holi noch vin ken ki she noch ach kach chutz la alba amis is chaye why not di ho. Now masnitten is mentioned, is put in brackets. Now that's a cloud. Whenever brackets are put over a word and close the word, that means that somebody put it in. In other words, it wasn't in the original text of Teisves. See, the original, that's the difference between brackets and parentheses. Parentheses means that somebody strikes something out. And brackets means that someone put it in. But actually, it's not necessary to put in masnitten. And on the contrary, the masnitten complicates the expression. So without masnitten, it's much better. Zvim ken kishenoch hachakach chutz le'arba yisrayev do'onam me'hochem mashma, because from Tanya na'noch. And in some text you find not masnitin. Masnitin doesn't make sense, but you find the whole deitanye the masnite namehoche, or the whole masnite namehoche. That makes more sense. Or we don't need masnitin or the masnite namehoche. Just the whole namehoche mashma. The achusel dal dames porich hamechayev. We cannot say that the Gemara's kashi is directed against the reishe, and not against the Seife, because immediately after the Gemara's kashi, the Gemara gives the teretz v'ushinochal gam mashu, and then the Gemara says tani namor. So bishlemi, if we say that the kashi and the teretz have reference to the Seife, we understand the tani namor. But if the kashi and the teretz have reference to the reishe, so why does the Gemara say tani namor? So in other words, the whole namor. Or mi ditanye namehoche mashma de achutz l'daldam esporich hamaychay. So it's mashma that the kasha is from the Seife. The yesh leima diporich lirove the omar teich shleisho lirabonon boi hanoche al gabi mashu. So in other words, the reason is to why the Gemara is the kasha volinoch, einoch name konit rav chelki batumye, and the konit aise. So it's considered noch tergimu from the karka, even without noch mash. The fact that it is there, tergimu poches migimu, poches migimu from the karka, so it's considered noch. But Rove holds that there must be hanoche al gabi mashu. So the Gemara is the kashe against the seife of the Mishnah. So in other words, so Tesa says that the kashe is directed against the seife of the Mishnah. Now, so it doesn't mean that the kashe is directed exclusively against the seife of the Mishnah, not against the reishe. It means against the seife too. That's the raya from Tanya Namahoch. In other words, not the kashe. Because the Tesis at first wanted to say that the Kashe is directed only against the Reishe. So Tesis says, no, from Tanya Namahoche Itzavaye, that the Kashe is directed against the Seife too, but is directed against the Reishe also. And this is what the Rashba says, that the Kashe is directed against both. So the Gemara assumed that the Mishnah's reference to a case of Loinoch. So then the reishi is difficult and the seifa is difficult. If it's lo inoch, so why is Zohar considered al-adam is galka chutz al-adam is poter? Why is it poter? After all, there was a continuity of motion. There was no anoch in between. So it should be chayev, and the seifa is difficult. Why chutz al-adam is galka chutz al-adam is chayev? But there was no stop. So the first stop took place Tehir Daladames. So Memele should be Potter. So the Gemara gives the Teres. We should know how Galimashu. So Memele in the Reishi is Potter. And the Seife, he is Chai. Now, so this is how the Rashbo explains it, that the Kashi is directed against the Reishi and against the Seife, and the Chidush Aram. And the Chidush Aram also explains it. However, the Rashbo mentions, in the name of Arav in Barcelona, that the whole kashe of the Gemara is directed exclusively against the Sefer of the Mishnah, not against the Reish. So the Reish, only the Sefer of the Mishnah has to have reference to a case of Noch Mashu, whatever it is. But the Reish does not have to have reference to the case of Noch Mashu, even without Noch Mashu. But what's the Pshat in the Reishi? The Pshat in the Reishi is Zorak L'Seir Dal Adamis, means that he was mischavi that he should rest Tir Dal Adamis, and then it's Nisgalgel Chutli Dal Adamis, and Nisgalgel Chutli Dal Adamis, and it stopped the Chutli Dal Adamis. So there was no pause Tir Dal Adamis. The first stop was Lachad Dal Adamis. But his Kavone, so why So why is he poter? So he's poter because the kavu it's nischaven lizrichtayim vizorakam. His kavoni was that it should rest at the end of drums, but then the ball went straight without a pause. Without a pause, it went straight for four ames and it stopped there. So he should be chayev, but because of Barleches Machsheves. So it's Nischavin Lizrik Beis, Vizora Karba, that's why it's Potter. So the Gemara had no difficulty with the Reish, but the Gemara's Kashe was directed. The Gemara's Kashe was directed against the Sefer. This is a Rambat Solonis Pshat, but really there is no naftimine between Lidine, between the Rajbas Pshat in the Gemara and the Rambat Solonis Pshat. It's only Mashmoyes Deyashim in the Pshat in the Mishnah, because the Rambat Solonis will also be made that in case, how does the Rajbo? Now the Rajbo is the Kashi. The Rajbo is the Kashi. He explains the Mishi, applies the Gemara's Kashi to the Reish and the Sefer. So the Gemara is asking the Kashi. The Gemara is asking the Kashi, Volim Och. So Mimele, in the Reishe, he should be Chayev. In the Seife, he should be Poter. So the Gemara gives the Teretz that both the Reishe and the Seife reference the case of Noch al Gabimash. So Mimele, in the Reishe, it was Noch Teir Daladamis. So Mimele is Poter because. When it's noch teir daladames, so the aktire of mitchilas daladames is bot. So there is no speaker of daladames. So he says, why does the Mishnah have to resort to the tam? Because it was noch, even without the tam of noch. So since it's orakli seir daladames, so it's nisabim lizrichtayim vizorakarba. So the Rashba gives a terror, it's no, that the Mishneh, the Reish of the Mishneh has reference to the case, the Reish and the Sefer, I mean, that as far as the Kavoneh is concerned, so the Kavoneh is, it was, Mokim Shetir Tzetanuach. In other words, so there's Kavoneh for any place. So Mimele, there is no question of Melaches Machsheves, because the Kavoneh was Mokim Shetir Tzetanuach. So there is no question of Melaches Machsheves, but the Gemara's Kasha is assuming that it has reference to Lo Noch. So why is the Potter after all Melaches Machsheves there is? Because there was Kavoneh Mokim Shetir Tzetanuach, and if it was Noch at the end of Daled Ames, so his Kavoneh was for the end of Daled Ames. So why is he poter? So the Gemara gives a teres, we should not have a mashu. So in other words, so there is no naftimina ledina between the Rashi and the Rav Batzalone. It's only naftimina is only in respect to the mashmoyes deyashin in the pshat in the Gemara. All right. Now, ochas ase yoruach mashu. Ochas ase yoruach mashu. Pireish she kvosei al gabi kar oi afilo beavia ki de pireish kuntres. Now, we said last time, and I still think that Rashi is not muchach. Rashi's loshin that Rashi shite that in as much as Rashi's gear say she no chal gabimash. Unless we make a correction in the Rashi too, you see. But if we don't make a correction in Rashi itself. So Rashi's Girsa is Shenoch al Gabi Mashu, and the Miri says that according to the Girsa is Shenoch al Gabi Mashu. So there are two prerequisites. One is that it should rest for a moment, and the second is that it should rest upon something tangible, as little as it might be, but it has to be something tangible. So maybe Rashi Shita is that there are two prerequisites. So then the question arises, why does Rashi say Shenoch al Gabi Mashu Shomat Ptsas? So So it's mashma huadin marzosi awach, because if Rashi Shita is like the first loshen in the mir that al gabi mashu means that it has to rest upon something tangible, so there are no two situations. So there is only one situation. Shenoch al gabi mashu sheomar tzas v'hakenis galgen. But the answer is the question. But then, so, but the price itself says ochaz esi awach mashu afal pishe chozro v'ichnisos echay. So how do we do with the Loshna Baise? There is a strange Loshna Miri. I'll soon explain the Loshna Miri. So I mean, the Loshna Miri might give the impression that Rabbi Yechanan is chelik on the Baise. But how is that possible that Rabbi Yechanan should be chelik on the Baise? Rav Tanu Upolik, alright, so there is a, so the Shita of Rabbi Shimshin Mekinen in Sefer HaKrisus is that not only Rav Tanu Upolik, that all the Talmidim of Rabbi HaKodesh, so Rabbi Yechanan is also Rav Tanu Upolik. But if that is Rashi Shita, so Rashi should say it. I mean, this is a Chiddush, and Rashi doesn't say anything, the Miri should say it. So we have to say that the Pshat, let's say according to the Girsa, that Vuhu Shenoch Al Gabi Mashu, and the Miri says that Vuhu Shenoch Al Gabi Mashu implies that there are two prerequisites. It must rest upon something tangible. So how do we explain the price of a Chazose Yoruach? So then we have to explain the price of Chazose Yoruach also, that on account of the drive of the wind, of the force of the wind, so for a moment it rested upon a chip that is 2 tefachim high above the car. So in other words, so this is the pshat, this could be the pshat Rashi too. Shenoch al gabi mashu sheomad ktsas v'hakei nizgalgeil v'ho adin mochazose yoruach bi'avia. There was a strong wind, and because of the force of the wind, so it made the chayfet stop on a chip for a moment. So there is another chiddush here, because we could say bishrei me'esa. You see, when a chayfet stops for a moment on a chip, let's say there is a yosik on the karaka, 2 tefachim high, and then it throws the chayfet, and then for a moment it rests on that yosik. So sometimes it could rest on that yosik because it just bumps into that yosei, so maybe it rests on it. And sometimes it rests on the yosei, not because it just bumps against the yosei, so it rests on the yosei, but because there was a strong wind, so the wind pushed it on the yosei. If there hadn't been a strong wind, the wind would not have pushed it on the yosei. Now, I mentioned Rav Nashi Ilyas Pshat, that the Mishneh Berurah says Vizeh Emes, Rav Nashi Ilyas Pshat, even though in his days so they were some, maybe I shouldn't mention it, but there were a few Rabbonim who felt that Rav Nashi Ilya has to be placed in Idu, because he explained that Yerushalm is differently from certain Rishayim. So Reb Leib Lekovner, who was a Talmid, Reb Leib Lekovner, who was the father of Reb Lefoel, and he was the Talmid of the Gro, so he stopped it. But the Mishneh Berurah says Vizemes Depshat, because it appears from the Yerzorua, it appears that he explained, and Rabbi Greger also understood that Yerushalmi that way. And maybe the Ramo understood that way, but there is no hecher from the Ramo. In other words, but from the Yerzorua it appears that when Yerushalmi says horok beruach chayev mishim zeire, that it's a terrible of zeire, of the Moloch of zeire. So the question arises, what has it to do with, I mentioned that one, what has it to do with zeire? Zeire, the characteristic of zeire, consists in separating certain impurities from the Ika thing. Let's say, I mean, when you winnow the grain. So in other words, so then you drive away the chaff. So you separate the chaff from the grain. But here, when you spit in the wind, So you don't separate any impurities from an eichel. So Rabbi Kveidi on the Tshuva says that there is a machleket between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. There's a machleket to Yerushalmi and Bavli, because the Bavli says in Klal Gadol that Zeirem and Beirir and Merakeit, so they are all the same loches. But since they are born the Mishkan, so Mimele, they are considered a separate ovis. So that means that according to the Bavli, the essential feature of Zeire consists in, like Beirer, I mean in selecting, in removing an impurity from the Ika thing. So Mimele, it has no application to Rok Beruach. But the Yerushalmi says that the Rok Beruach Haizim Shem Zeire, so that it has nothing to do with the separation of an impurity from an ikah. So this is what Rabbi Gvega says in the Chumash. But Rav Nashi Ilya says that horok beruach chayich mishum zeira means that, in other words, if somebody, if there is a very strong wind and then he spits, and because of the force of the wind, so the wind moves the spittle for daladamis, and then it rests. So the Yerushalmi tells us he's chayif mishim zeir al adamis. But you ask, it's gomit. It's kiyach achar mu'revitz boy. The wind did it. If the wind hadn't been so strong, that spittle wouldn't have moved for a distance of the al adamis. So the raya is from zeir. So there is a chiyuf chatos for zeir, but every zeir. So there is a kechacha muravei. The wind cooperates with the person in driving away the chaff, and still the Torah was mechayev mechatos. So what does the Gemara say? When the Gemara asks the kasha in Vurbasre, rakse, in other words, rakse means that if somebody winnows grain, and then the chaff, through the force of the wind, through the drive of the wind, goes and is mazik someone, so the one who winnows the grain is potal milishale. Because it's Gomit. Gomit bin Zokni is Spota. So the Gemara has the Kasha in Liach Peir. But Maishnem is... Maishnem is Ere Veruach Mesei Aite. We don't say it's Gomit. So Rav Ashi says, because Melech is Machsheves Asatol. So the Rosh, I mentioned, that the Rosh, in Borokame says, it's a special Zerzakos of Baizere. Then the... In Kol Kislei, in Kol Kisvei, Rabbi Nechananel, Taf Kufcho from the base, so he says, he applies it to Adam Loches too. In other words, so that's the Machlekes, I said, that's the Machlekes, the same Machlekes is between the Mogen Avrom and the Ebenezer. Rechaim Shomayim, so Mogen Avrom says it's only Osen Rabbanon, and the Ebenezer says it's Mderaisi. So what is the Ebenezer Shite? That by Shabbos, even Grome, if the derech of the people is to do it that way, so Mimele, even al the Grome is chayev. When do we say Grome is poter? If it's not the derech to do it, let's say there is a fire, and then he sets up on the floor a number of klicheres. So when the fire reaches the klicheres, it is poker, it is extinguished. That's not the usual way of extinguishing fire. The usual way of extinguishing fire is by blowing it, I mean, but not by putting up, setting up the cheres on the floor. So there it's gone. But where the derech is to do it in a certain way, the natural way, so then it's chayim because nachla sheres atiyah. So anyway, so the machlekes between the Mogen Avrom and the Ebenezer is the machlekes between the Rosh and Rabbi Chananel. So Nashi Ilya explained the Yerushalmi in accordance with the Lomdes of the Ebenezer. According to the Lomdes of the Ebenezer and the Shita of Rabbi Chananel. So in other words, that Gabi Shabbos, even Grome is Chayim, if it is the Derech to do it that way. If it is the Derech to do it that way. So Memele, so in the case where he spits, and the force of the wind drives it and moves the spittle for the Aladamis, so we do not say it's Chome, because Zeire v'ruach mesei aite. So Zeire is a Rai. Zeire is a Rai. So Memele, in this case, so in other words, so if we are not going to assume like Rav Nashi Ilya, So then we could say, in the case where someone throws a ball, and then the ball bumps against the yosei, and because of that, because it's nivga in the yosei, it rests on the yosei for a second, then it's chayev, because why did it bump against the yosei and rest on the yosei? Because of his force. Because of his force. Now, Mashain came if the Yosef, let's say, threw it this way. But because there was a wind blowing, a very strong wind, blowing the other way, so the force of the wind pushed it on Yosef. So then it's Kechacham Urambay. So it's not his mindset. So he shouldn't be hired. He shouldn't be hired. So Kamashmilon is chayev. In other words, in accordance with the Lomdas, so then easier. So in other words, Rashi could be explained that way. Shenochal gabi mashu, shomat ksas. V'hakein is galgel. V'ho'adin im ochazose yoruach. So it does not necessarily mean ochazose yoruach. Be'avia. Ochazose yoruach be'avia. So he does not necessarily mean that he didn't rest on something tangible. No. If we are geiris, al gabi mashu, so it must rest on something tangible. But it means he did rest on something tangible. But how does it differ from the first case? The first case, so it stopped and it landed and it chipped through his force. But in the second case, through the ruach's force. If not for the strong wind, then it would have moved in a different direction, and it would not have stopped on the, it would not have landed on the ship. So that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. So, as a matter of fact, and this is the, we have to explain the price of ochazose yoruach. Ochazose yoruach, that way, according to the second lashon, according to the first lashon of the Mir, because the first lashon of the Mir says that the right girl says nochal gabi mashu. The second lashon in the Mir says that the right girl says noch mashu. So then he says according to the first lashon, so we cannot be geiris tanya namohe botani. This is what the Mir says. V'olimochom Rabbi Yechem shnochal gabi mashu. So we are geiris tanya namohe. So he says that girl is correct according to the second lashon, that we are geiris noch mashu. So then we can be geiris tanya namohe. But according to the first lashon, that we are geiris al gabi mashu, then we cannot be geiris tanya namohe. But we have to be geiris tanya. So what's the pshat? In other words, it's not tanya namohe. So you could say, so in other words, if we are geiris noch mashu in Rabbi Yechanan, so then the price is chelik on Rabbi Yechanan. But how could Rabbi Yechanan be chelik on the price? Rabbi Yechanan tanu polik, so let the Miri spell it out that Rabbi Yechanan tanu polik. After all, the Gemara never mentions it. And even when Rishenim say Rav tanu polik in certain cases, so they mention the Gemara of Rav tanu polik. But not to mention anything and just say, I mean that Rabbi Yechanan is chelik on the price. How could Rabbi Yechanan Bichelik an the price if he's not a tane? So only Rabbi Shimshin says that all the Talmidim of Rabbi Nakodish so have a din of a tane, and they can be chelik an the price or an the Mishnah. So they should say it. So but the pshat is as follows. In other words, it's not that Rabbi Yechanan is chelik an the price, because the price can accord with Rabbi Yechanan too. True that Rabbi Yechanan says who should nochal gabi mashu, and the price says ochazose yoruach mashu, but ochazose yoruach mashu can be applied to a case where through the force of the wind it lands on the chin. So the first case, that Rashi says as reference to the case where he just bumped on it, he just landed through his own force, and Zosei Yoruach means through the Keach HaChamurabei. So it's in accordance with the Lomdes of Nashi Ilya, the Venezer. But so Mimele, if we are Geiris Tanya, there is no Kashi against Rabbi Yechanan, because the price can be applied to the case where through the force of the wind it landed on a ship. But we cannot be geiris Tanya Nam Hoche, because Tanya Nam Hoche means there is a raya to Rabbi Yechanan's din. So if we are geiris Shenoch Mashu, so then we can say Tanya Nam Hoche. Now it's a raya. From the Braise it's Mifuresh, that he doesn't have to land on something tangible, as long as it rests for a moment. But if we are geiris Shenoch Al Gabi Mashu, so just resting for a moment in the avir, in the air, so that is not considered anoche. So, and the price says, v'ochazosei oruach. Alright, so you can explain the price. That ochazosei oruach means, ochazosei oruach, and it landed on a chip. But you cannot say, tanya namoche, and why it isn't? It's no kashe, you can explain it that way. But you cannot say, tanya namoche, if we are geiris noch mashu, then we can be geiris tanya namoche. So the price corroborates Rabbi Yechanan's din that he doesn't even have to land on a chip, on something tangible. Just to rest for a moment. The price says, also say oruach. And the pashtes, also say oruach means without landing on a chip. But Mimele, we couldn't be geiris tanya namoche. But if we are geiris tanya, so the Gemara is not saying there is a raya, but the kasha against Rabbi Yechanan, it isn't either. Why? Because the expression, the price that says or zosei or ruach mashu can be applied to the case where through the force of the wind it landed on the chip. All right. Anyway, so Mimele, Rashi, we could explain in accordance with the Miri's premise that according to the Girsa al gabi mashu, so there are two prerequisites. The only thing is, from Tesis, when Tesis explains Rashi, so it's mashma, the Tesis didn't understand Rashi that way. Ochazosei oruach mashu, now the Tesis. Pireshi ikvosei al gabi karta, oyafilu be'avya, ki di pireshi bekuntres, dirshiveach chizas oruach, ki munach al gabi mashu. Ki munach al gabi mashu. So, if you want, so you can be deichik in the Russian of Tesis, that when Tesis says Tichshiva Achides Oruach Kimunach Al Gabi Mashu, so Tesis also means not just resting for a moment in the avir without landing even on a chip on something tangible, so is Hanoche. No, only when through the force of the wind it rested on a chip. But then you say the anoche is not his anoche, it's not a real anoche. So he says just as kimunach al gamemash, so it's considered al pedin as a anoche, even though bimtzias he didn't rest on imokim choshev of dalet al dalet. So here, when through the force of the wind it rested on a chip, and not through his own force, it's also considered, because of the halacha of Meleches Machsheres, so it's considered al pedin as a hanoch. But that's a deichak. So the pashtes haloshen of Tesis is that Tesis understood in Rashi that when Rashi says v'ho adin morzosei oruach be'avir v'ikvosei miat, that Rashi means without landing on a chip. But Rashi has the girsah Shenoch al gabi mashu, and the Miri says that if we are geiris al gabi mashu, so then it implies that there are two prerequisites. But Rashi could be chilek on the Miri, and Rashi holds that even though we are geiris al gabi mashu, but it doesn't mean dafke that there are two prerequisites. In other words, so even if it rests in the wind without landing on anything tangible, so it's also called al gabi mashu, because the avir itself is called mashu. The avir itself is called mashu. After all, avir is also something. I mean, when there is a strong wind, you see that the avir, even though you cannot see the avir, you cannot see it with your eyes, but it's something. It's something tangible. I mean, you feel it. You don't see it, but you feel it. So, mainly the avir itself can also be called mashu. The Miri says that according to the Girsah of Al Gabi Mashu, there are two prerequisites. But Rashi, could be chelik an emiri, and Rashi could say that even if we are geiri, salgami mashu, it still does not imply that it must land on something tangible. All right, now. So pirashi kvosei al gabi karka oyafilu baavir kiz bekiras bekontras dichshiva achiza saruach kimunach al gabi mashu v'mired al gabi karka afilu rabbi yude dahayne rabbon dikom arove ditzorech hanoche meine doy beinon kiz pirash kiz brashlil. Now we have to go over. I assume that you went over the tesis that day, but let's go over inside. Now, taste the. Now there's a Gemara that pay on the dollar. Pay on the road. Hey, it's a hot cigarettes. We nil. We hoza, we hate the hot cigarettes. We viro. There a holeo. Hi. Hi. Bamai volinoch. Kigin she viro teich shleish. Vom a hobe teich shleish. Rabon it's all hanoch al gamemashu. Loi kashi. Kam bizere, kam bimavio. That's the Gemara. So there is a taste with that pay. Tame, levi. Dit nan li kamo. So Rove says, Teich Shleish Rabbanon, so Hanoch Gamash, Teimel Rid Itnan, we come on Berish Hazirik, Hazirik Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Rabbin Beemza, Rabba Kivim Mechai Vachachom in Petri, Vitona Alo Bigmore, Teich Gimel Idiv Rehakel Chai, Alme Likul Alme Lubin Anoch El Gabi Mashu, Toyogim, Toyogim. So in other words, so the Brice says, that Teich Gimel Idiv Rehakel Chai, Alme Likul Alme Lubin Anoch El Gabi Mashu, I mentioned when we learned the Gemara Daf Tzadik Zayin that the Miri Daf Tzadik Zayin says that when the Braise says Teir Gimul Yivar Hakel Chayev, the Braise also has reference to a case where it's not Hal Gabi Mashu. That's the Miri Shit Daf Tzadik Zayin. But most Rishenim Achelim disagree with the Miri, and they say that according to that Braise that says Teir Gimul Yivar Hakel Chayev, so it means even without not Hal Gabi Mashu. Even if it had been in state of motion all the time, but as long as it was teich gimel of the karka in state of motion, so according to that braise, it's considered no. All right, and this shita is also like the otzashenim, not like the mir. So anyway, so it's a kashi against Rove. Here Rove says teich shlish l'rabon tzor chanoche, but there is a braise mefureshes neged Rove. V'tireitz v'Rove sova. So the Ri gives the teret, the Roves of Akira Biud, the Amazit film, Gabeho Yokira Rishagag, and then one end slipped out of his hand, one end of the squab slipped out of his hand. So Rabbi Yud Eimer, Afilaini, Misulek Minoret, Elomiliachut, Gil Yetzlei, Vitaimed Afilaini, Bigudi Biode, Leki Isarim Vietzlei, Viboye Hanochel Gabi Mashu. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Teir Gimel Tzorich Hanoche Al Gabi Mashu. Tzorich Hanoche Al Gabi Mashu. So Mele, even if it will not be good Biyodei, suppose no end of the scroll will be in the hand of the person who is on top of the roof. So he'll still not be either in Israel Raise. Why? Because it wasn't noch yet in the Rishis Arabi. It wasn't noch yet in the Rishis Arabi. So in Mele, we don't have to be Gezer. We don't have to be Gezer. So in other words, that Rove says in Rabbi Yehuda that even Teir Gimel, even when the scroll slipped out completely from his hands, and it's not a good Yehuda at all, And the scroll is Teir Gimel from the Karka, so it's not considered noch yet. It's not considered noch. So the Gemara is the Kashe, but the Pashtes Haloshen of the Mishnah is that the Rabbanan Achirik and Rabbi Yehuda. So that means Tleim de Rove Ketanoye. So the Gemara says Kul Rabbi Yehuda. I mean the whole Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. There is no machleket between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda there in the Mishnah. Daf Tzadik Zayin there in Eretz. Oh. So in other words, so this is Teisves Teretz. Teisves says the Kashi. How can Rove be chilek and the price of Foreshes, the Tzadik Zion, that Teir Gimel, with the Hakel Chayev, that even the Rabbanan of Rabbi said, Akive, so Almeide, that is Chayev, so he says, So without Tanu Chagavim Mashu, so how could Rabbi Bechelik and then Price? So Teisa says, true, that Price holds that the Gimel doesn't require Tanu Chagavim Mashu. But Rabbi paskens like he paskens like Rav Yude. Rav Yude requires even Teir Gimel Hanochal Gavim Ashu. So when Rove says Teich Shleishol Rabbonon Tzorich Hanochal Gavim Ashu, so it doesn't mean Rabbonon of Rav Akiva, but it means Rav Yude. So when Rove says Teich Shleishol Rabbonon Tzorich Hanochal Gavim Ashu, so the Rabbonon here means Rav Yude. And the Rabbonon there are not chelik on Rav Yude there in the Mishnah there. Alright. Vintema, umay porichosom limorovit tanuyem lishmaitse. So the Gemara says, no. Kule Rav Yude. Kule Mishne Rav Yude. So, dalkorok tanoyis. In other words, the Gemara considers that as impossible that Rav's din is a country involves a machlekes. So he says, but there is definitely a machlekes. The price of Daftan Zion certainly is chelik. Is chelik on Rav's din. Is chelik on Rav's din. So, al dakor ketanoyom velitane de preis daserik wisoma kavos biyishli madoche pon. Only ketanoyim masnisim do somomer mishmaitzi. The behovi copy kintane de preis polikalo. El lipli korabonim masnisim. The only thing that the Gemara is pointing out that the rabbonon of the Mishne neirem are not chilik on Rav Yude, but a tane of the preis, so that the Gemara doesn't deny that he is chelik on Rav's din. Miutein, l'rid l'ikam be'azirik, ton emir shusayuach l'shusram, vod al dam shusram, Rabbi Yudah mechayir hachomim peitrin, u'mosik l'ilom Rabbi Yudah, cholim mechayir, hachomim peitrin l'ikam, u'mishkach shalom arad enaf kule shusram, im tonuach, Rabbi Yudah sov aram rinom kulkim shiun chodami, alme lo ibinu Rabbi Yudah anu achal gavim, ashu. So we see that Rabbi Yudah says, kudokim shiun cho, without any anoche, v'nir l'ri, the Hosso Maire be Misgalgel Bershus Rabin, the Odif Mishor Kruto Bavia, the Have Kimunach Lerabiud. So there he says that there it has reference Rabiude, when Rabiude says, Tafsadik Zion, Kruto Kimishun Chadamye, even without Nochal Gabi Mashu, so his reference to the case where it's Misgalgel al Akalke Mamish. So when it's Misgalgal and Kalke Mamish, so then, even without resting for a moment, so it's considered. So, alright, now, this is what the Rish says that day. Now here, Teisves is referring to this Rish. So Teisves says the Kashi. Oh. V'nired al Gabi Kalke afil Rabiudet ane Rabbono. Dikom Arovet, v'tzorach hanoche, meile no binon. So in other words, so when Rove says Teir Gimel Rabbonon, whom does he mean Rabbonon? He means Rav Yude. So Rav Yude so requires Hanochal Gavim Mashu if the Chifetz is Poches and Gimel Tvochim from the Karke. So then he requires Hanochal Gavim Mashu. But if the Chifetz is Al Gavim Karke, Rishus Rabbi Mamish, so then he doesn't require Hanochal Gavim Mashu. Umiuk Tzaskosh, the Bisomuch Maskino Nifre. The Misgalgel, given the Sefer Lenuach, lab kimunach domi. Aval hay, given the Sefer Lenuach, kimunach domi. So, last time I mentioned that this presents no kashe, against the Ri's original shit. The Ri's, according to Rashi's pshat. Because Rashi says, Misgalgel kamret, domo sheorach migalgel ibaga kamret. In other words, so I mentioned last time that from Rashi it's mashma that he agrees with the Shite with the one washing the Miri, that where it's Misgalgel, and the Karka itself, so then Rove doesn't require Hanochal Gavim Ashu. So it's the same Shite as the original Shite of the Ri, Alibe de Rabiude. But the original Shite of the Ri says it in respect to Rabiude. But the Miri in one lashon says it alibi kulam, that when it's misgalgal or karke mamish, then we don't require hanochal gabi mash. So from Rashi it's also mashma like that second lashon in the Miri. Because he says, if Rashi Shita had been that there is no difference between Mizgalgel in the Havir, from the Karke, and Mizgalgel on the Karke Mamesh, so then why should Rashi say, let's say, but obviously, Teisves didn't agree with Rashi. That when Gemara says Mizgalgel Tamre, it means Mizgalgel Bavir. But that when Gemara says Teisves assumed that when Gemara says Mizgalgel Tamre, it means Mizgalgel Mamesh on the Karka. So the Gemara says, when Gemara has the Kashe, why does Rove have to tell us a big Chiddush that Teir Gimu Itzor Hanochal Gabi Mashu? After all, according to Rabbi Yechanan's Pshat in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah before Eshes. So the Gemara says, no, as far as Rabbi Yechanan's Pshat in the Mishnah is concerned, I would only apply it to a case of a misgalgel where it's not sefer lenoir. But I would say in a case of sefer lenoir, then it is considered noch, even without hanoch al gabi mashu, so komashlo. So in other words, where it's misgalgel al gabi karke mamesh, and they sefer lenoir, so it's more readily not hanoche. So, but according to the Ri, on the contrary, Rabbi Yude, so if it's not misgalgel, so then he requires hanoch al gabi mashu, and where it's misgalgel al gabi karki, he doesn't require. Alright. Because of Gili Forish, the Vada Rabbi Yude, Sovak Rabbi Akiva, Dikuto Kimoshu, Chayich Adiboyish Tanuach, Shom Tayyid Epirki, Avol Bayi. So, in other words, Umiuk Taskoshin, Bisomach Maskin, and Yifrain is Gaul, Kim Nisigal and Nuach, Lafkim and Adome, Avol Haikiz and Lirkum and Adome, because of Hilu Forish. So then the Ri was Chayze. And the Madure Basra of the Ri, Shite is, the Vada Rabbi Yude Sovar, in other words, that there is no difference. And so if we say that Teir Gimu, Tzorich, Hanoch al gabi mashu, so mimele, it doesn't make any difference whether it's in the Avyo Teir Gimul or it's misgalgel al gabi karke mamesh. It still requires hanoche for a moment. But then the question is, so there is a stira between it. Without Hanoch al gabi mashu, so he says, Rabbi Yude Sovak Rabbi Akiva Nikutik Mishiucha Eichad Diboy Eshet Anuach Shom Ki Ali Dipirkin Avo Bahu Dipirik Vasra Deirev O Yakir Bi Seifer For Diboy Eshet Tipul Shom Boy Rabbi Yude Hanoch al gabi mashu. So in other words, Rabbi Yude holds Kutok Mishiucha even without Hanoch al gabi mashu, if his deliberate kavone is that way, that it should be Kutok. But where his kavone is not that way, so then without hanoch al gabi mashu, it's not considered. No, the Rav Koma, the Rabbon and the Rav Akiva, less late muto, כמו שאומחו דם יבישו מוקים, אפילו רציני שתנו עכשיו, אפילו תרגימו, ולסביר לכדראי סדליל, דיקטונה, תרגימו דברחק על חיי, אלו סובה כבראי סדיוכה, Diktone, so in other words, so that he's saying that there is a machlikis abraises. Elo sovak abraises doche diktone of zosi or ruach mashu. Umas nismam name mashma. Dair binoch mashu. Kidei krabirichanen. Tum yedereiche. Diktone teer dale dames poter. Dair bishenoch. Di laboche. Amai mifta. Virafchelkie. Batu yedoma liu tirschleisho divrakel chaye. So what will we do with the Mishne? So make a mas nisen biloinoch. So the safe, the reason is why in the safe we say chusel dal dam is gal, tzir dal dam is ichayev, because teir gimul tvorchim, so it's considered noch, even without a noch al gabi mashu. But how about, so the Mishnah does not have reference to a case of noch al gabi mashu. So the question is, so what's about the reishe? If the Mishnah does not have reference to a case of noch al gabi mashu, so why does the reishe say zohak l'sir dalei dames v'nizgal chusel dalei dames poter? If it's not noch al gabi mashu tir dalei dames, so you should be chayev when the first landing is chusel dalei dames. He says v'reishe diktone poter mayre kegen sheposa keichei u'mach masoruach nizgal b'chutz la'arba. So in other words, so from this thesis, we see, not like Rav Nachi Elias Pshat in Yerushalmi. Not like Rav Nachi Elias Pshat in Yerushalmi. Not like the Evan Ezer, but like the Mogen Avraham. Because, so he says, V'chei sheliktone potel ma'ire kigen sheposa keichet. According to Nashi Ilya, so what? If it's Machmas Ruach Nizgalgil. This Melech is Machshemes HaSotor. So it's like Zeire. The answer is Zeire. That's the Melech of Zeire. So Zeire is always that way. Zeire is always that way. And that's the way it was in the Mishkan Zeire. Mashin can other Meloches. So we're not in the Mishkan through a Kiyach Acher. So in the name is the Mogen Avraham says, Rechaim Shalmayim, where there's a Koyach Acham Urebei, so it's only Nisar Rabban. So it's Rabban. So in other words, from Teisves, it's Mashma, not like Rav Nachi Elias. Not like the Ebenezer, but like the Mogen Avraham. Now, last time, in explaining the Rashi, when the Gemara has the Kashi, when the Gemara has the Kashi, against Rov, Yosef Merema, Vikom Alo, Lo Shmaitz, I mean, Roves Memre, Roves Chidesh. The Teir Gimel Rabbonon to Hanofa Gabi Mashi. So Omer Rabbin El Remeima, Lav Haimu Mas Nisim Vom Rabbi Yechon Ibu Shenoha Gabi Mashi. So, according to Rabbi Yechon's explanation, it's a Mishnah for Eshes, it's not a Chidesh by Rove. So the Gemara gives a Teret, Omer Nizgalgu Kamret, Nizgalgil in Sefer Lenuach. Avol Hai, King the Sefer Lenuach, Avol Gavdu Loinoch, Kimandi Nordome, so Kamash Melon. So we explain the Rashi. So Rashi says that even though Rashi says li rabbonon di pligali di rabakim bizerik meshusa yochid meshusa yochid u shusa rabin beemt di les likuti kimishi uncho lo yitei mi misere gimul meide la filo teir gimul name tzor shiye nuach vi mova vi shusa rabin kula potea vi nafkin mine name li zerik bala dame so chishbolo nuach vi di lesere gimul nizgaz gugosi ashol noach potea. So the question arose, Rashi is possible kad vi siyem bechobies. First, he says, Le Rabbonon, the plea the Rabbi Akiva Bezir, which is Yochid, which is Yochid, which is Rabbi Me'amtza. So this tends to imply that Rove has reference to the case of the Machlekes Rabbonon and Rabbi Akiva, the case of Zir, which is Yochid, which is Yochid, which is Rabbi Me'amtza. But then, he starts discussing another case. Zir, Baladames, of Shabalanuach, Vigil, and Sagim, and he's going to say, so he's supposed to have Kavisim, so he said, that Rashi is saying two things. First of all, whereas the Ri originally said that when Rove says Teir Gimel Rabbonon, he doesn't mean the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva, but he means Rabbi Yehuda in Erev Daf Tzadik Zayin. So Rashi says no. That when Rove says Teir Gimel Rabbonon, so whom does he mean when he says Rabbonon? He means not Rabbi Yehuda. He means the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva. So he's saying that according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva, who are chilek on Rabbi Akiva in the case of Zeirik Mishus Hayochid, Mishus Hayochid Rabbi Bemtza, according to that Rabbonon, in the case of Zeirik Daledames, Uchshebolo Nuach Vigi Alisir Gimel Niska Zugosei Atzulim Noch, so he's put. So he's not saying, so Rove does not have reference to the case of Zirik Mishus Hayochid, Mishus Hayochid, Mishus Rabin Bemtza. Rove has reference to the case of Zirik Daladames, Mitchilas Dalet, Lisev Dalet. And then he was a Sheyik. And then after it reached the limit of the horizontal motion, and it started to go down to make the landing, So after it reached Poches Migimul Tvochim from the Karka in its vertical motion, before it reached the Karka, he reminded himself. So Rabbi is saying, according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva, so in this particular case of Zerik Daledames, Mitchilas Dalet Seiv Dalet, and he was Niskar after the limit of the horizontal motion. And while he was in the process of the vertical motion, after the Chifetz was already poches migimul tvochim from the karka, he reminded himself, so he's still poter. And we do not say, inasmuch as he reminded himself, after the ball reached poches mit yimul tvochim from the karka in its vertical motion, so that means that it became amazing after the completion of my savera? No. Because so chanochal gabi masho, and in as much as he reminded himself before the ball landed to the poches on something tangible, so mimele, it means that he became amazed in the midst of the maizavir. In the midst of Zayir. So mimele, the Gemara is saying, the Chove is telling us a big chiddush. Because if Chove didn't tell us that, so true, you know the pshat of Rav Yechanan and the Mishneh, so you only know in the case of Zorak Chutzli Daladames, and it, so Vinizgal said Daladames Chayef, so only if it landed Al Gabi Mashu. But if it didn't land Al Gabi Mashu, so then even though it came Poches Migimul Tvachim from the Karaka Chutzli Daladames, so it's not considered Anoche, because over there it was not safe to Nuach in that particular Mokim. Mashenk in the case where he's in the Dalet, say Dalet, and he reminded himself after the completion of the horizontal motion and after the Chayfetz in the vertical motion, so reached Poches Migimul Tvachim from the Karaka. So then it's safe to Nuach, it's destined to land in the same on a vertical plane, in the same Mokim. So I could say that even before it reaches the Karaka, it's considered like Noach, so Kamashmi. So that's all right according to Rashi. But let's see how the Miri explains. Now the Miri has two shades. So the first lotion of the Miri is in accordance with the Girshe of Nochal Gabimash. And the second lotion is in accordance with the Girse of Nochmash. Zorach v'sicha arba. V'nizgal gel chutz la'arba am ispoter. Shema'acha shenocho v'sicha arba. Ein hagilgo, she'achar anechosei mechayvei. Afilo hoysoka v'nosei limokim shenizgal bo v'shom. V'afilo loy noch v'lo gilgo. Elo shemiyad she'igi al oretz hischel izgal. Zorach chutz la'arba am is, v'nizgal gel teich arba am is chayvei. ושואל בגמור אבו לנוח, ופיר שבו שנוח על גבי משהו, פיר שתיך שלישו, והכך נסגלגל, ונכנס, ומאחר שנוח על גבי משהו, והכך הגיע לאורץ, אף על פי שנסגלגל חי. אבל אם לא ינוח כלל, פוטה. כך אונו מפורש. במשנזו. So he says, והכך הגיע לאורץ, אף על פי שנסגלגל חי. אבל נוח כלל, פוטה. כך אונו מפורש למשנזו. ולשית זו, מה שאומרו בגמורה שאומרו ותיח שליש ורבון לצורך הנוכל גם למשהו, בעניין זה ריק מרשוס, הרב נשוס הרב נשוס היוחד באמצע, שנחי ודל חומים, אלו בתיח שלישו, ושנוכל גם למשהו. So you see, that the Miri doesn't explain it the way Rashi explained. Rashi, so when he mentioned the case of Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva, it was only Mare Mokim, which Rabbonon Rove is referring to. But Rabbi was not referring to the case of Rabbonon and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi is referring to a different case, to the case of Zerid Aledames, Uchshebolo Nuach, where the Schire he remembered after the completion of the horizontal motion. And while he was in the course of the vertical motion, after the ball reached Poches Migimul Tvachim from the Karaka. So then we understand the Gemara very well. So in other words, so here it's a big chiddush, because we could say in this case where the ball reached, completed its horizontal motion, and was already in the course of the vertical motion, and Poches Migimul Tvachim from the Karaka, so it at that time when it reached Poches Migimul Tvachim from the Karaka, it was destined to rest on the same spot on the vertical plane. So mele, we could argue with good logic that it's considered noch, because it's destined to land in the same mokim on the vertical plane. Komash will know. But the Miri says in so many words that Rove, when he says there Gimel Rabbon Tzorech HaNoch Al Gabi Mashu, so it's not only that he's Mare Mokim, which Rabbonon Rove has mind, but that Rove has reference to the same case of Zeirik Mishayochid Mishayochid Ushis Rabbi Bemtza. So why is the case of Zeirik Mishayochid Ushis Rabbi Bemtza more destined Lonuach than the case of our Mishneh of Zorak Chutzl Daladamas and Galvaser Daladamas. In either case, it's not destined to land on this, in the same Mokim on a vertical plane. So he says, let's see what the Miri says. He says, V'nemol al-Gumore, oh, Uchit esu ma'ashe omru b'gumore shomaro v'tech shlish l'rabonu t'lach anoch agave ma'ashe. B'nien zirik mishu z'rabi mishu z'rabi. ושזה היוחד באמצע, שנחי לדס חכמים אלו בשיח שלישה, ושנוח על כבי משהו, כמו שיזבויה, ונאמר עליו בגמורה, היינו מסניס דומה רבי יחנן, היינו מסניס דומה רבי יחנן, ושנוח על כבי משהו, ואף על פי שבו בשיח שלישה חוץ לאבא המאיס, צורך מקום מוקים שנוח על כבי משהו. So what kind of a chidesh does Rav tell us? V'yishivu nizgal b'kamret. Kelima af al pishom rubinim mishnasenu. Shetzor shtem nechal gabi mashu. Lo yisolom ilimenu binyon kluto. Sham izgal gil hoil vein seifil anuach. Bibiru ro shenatzlich lechiyuvei. Shetan nuach al gabi mashu. Avul kluto hoil viseifil anuach. Al koponim ho yisisobu. Shenitlito techshleisho yechayiv leanoch al gabi mashu. That's the end of the first Lashon HaMiri. So he says, no. Our Mishneh has reference, according to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation, has reference to a case where the ball was rolling on the karka itself. So there it's a pshites, it's more of a pshites, that it has to rest for a moment, where it rolls on the karka itself. Masha'im came, Rabbi has reference to the case where it wasn't rolling on the karka itself, but it was rolling, moving in the avia, poches migul tvochen from the karka. So there, it's a big chidesh, because I could say, without Rove's chidesh, I would say that whereas in the case where the ball rolls and the karka itself, so it must stop for a moment. But where it rolls, not on the karka itself, but it rolls in the avia, so then it doesn't have to be noch. Why? Because it's Eifel Anuach. In what way is the case of Rove more Eifel Anuach in the same Mokim than in the case of the Mishneh? On the contrary, you see, the Arishenim, let's say, the second Lashon in the Miri says that where the ball rolls on the Karka itself, then no one requires Hanoch al Gabi Mashu. And Teisves, the original version of the Ri, vis-a-vis Rabbi Yehuda, also says that where it rolls Mamesh al Gabi Karka, then we don't need al Gabi Mashu. So that means that where it rolls al Gabi Karka, then it's more reasonable to assume that it's considered Hanoch even without resting, stopping for a moment, than in the case where it moves in the Avia. And here, the Miri in the first Lashon says the reverse. So he says, the Mishneh is reference to the case where it moves in the Avia. So that's a pshites. But Rove tells us a big achidesh, that even when it doesn't roll out Avia Karka, but it moves in the Avia, even there it's not considered Hanoch, even there. On the contrary, it's a barrier of Shishmai. So we have to say that the Pshat Miri is in line with what Rashba says. Now let's see how the Rashba Omer Rabbeinu Avraham, למה אני מסניסים ומרבי יחד ושנוח על גבי משהו ושנוח על גבי משהו פירוש ומה יצריכו ולהשמינו ותמיר לי ומנו יוד הרבי לדישום הרוב ולהוד הרבי יחד ויש להם הדהוך הקום ולאו היינו מסניס לפירוש רבי יחד נעלו ותמילי, ומינו יודה רבי לדי שם רוב לא דרבי יחד, ויש להם עשו יסן עד הקשה. I mean, why does רבינה ask against רובה? He says, what kind of a chidesh does רובה tell us? רבינה asks, it's a Mishnah מפורשת, how is it a Mishnah מפורשת? רבי יחד explain the Mishnah that way. Maybe רובה hasn't heard that רבי יחד explain the Mishnah that way. So ממילא רובה himself was מחדש that chidesh of רבי יחד. That's the קשה that he has. So v'yesh lo ima ador ekoma v'lav haynu maslis nipirish aviyach na lo v'ushe nochel gabe mashu im kirov amay ov de shmuy va penafsh u'pirish kacha maslis nipirish aviyach le v'adalayis. In other words, the kasha is, let's say that Rove hasn't heard Rabbi Yechanan's pshat in the Mishnah. So he himself was mechadish the same pshat in the Mishnah. So he should mention the Mishnah. But Rove doesn't even mention the Mishnah. So it seems that Rove said it as an independent memory, not as pshat in the Mishnah. That's why he moed. Im ki Rove amayad v'shmuy b'apnav sh'pikar masnissin ki pirish Rabbi Yechanan. V'ad alei d'lisham masnissin may d'lisham min amiro. Dilu pirish kina masnissin hava mine davke b'mizgalgel. Shein seifi lanuach. Kileim ar shein rohu lanuach shom. Vafilu noflo shom. Vihilkach le'odi. Teich shleishot didei mima moshe. Avo mokim she seifi lanuach bei. Kileim ar. She rohu lanuach bei. Ilu noflo bei. Hava mine teich shleishot shalei. Kima moshe. Komash melon. So what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says as follows. In the Mishnah, it's a pshites. It's a pshites that we require hanochel gabi mashu. Why? Because the Mishnah has reference to the case where it was mizgalgel mamesh. Where it was mizgalgel mamesh and the karaka. So that the Hanoche itself did not make it stop in the place. The Zrike itself did not make the ball stop in its place. Because Voraye, the ball is Mizgalgel, it already reached the Karaki. And still it's Mizgalgel. So what does it mean? That his Zrike was that kind of Zrike that was not safe in any way. You see that it was not safe in Lach because it already reached the Karaka and it's still not addressed. So Mimele, the Zrike, the Hanoche, was not the Hanoche of Sefer Lenoch. Mashein came in the case where it didn't reach the Karaka. It didn't reach the Karaka. And the ball moves, travels. Poches megimu tvochim ba'avir. From the Karaka. So it's not addressed. Why isn't it addressed? Why? Because it didn't land. It didn't land al-gabi karaka. In other words, but suppose it would reach the karaka, then it would rest there. It would rest there. Now, so in other words, this is to be this. So that's called sefer lanuach. In other words, Rove has reference to the case of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon. Zirik Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Rabbim Beemza. And he throws the ball, let's say, Poches Migmut Vochim from the Karaka. So, and he doesn't rest. Why doesn't it rest? Because it didn't reach the Karaka. So, because of the law of inertia, it keeps on moving. But suppose it would land on the Karaka, then it would stop there. So, Mimele, the only reason as to why it doesn't stop because through the law of inertia it keeps on moving, but it is sefer lanuach. Why is it sefer lanuach? Because if at any moment it will come in contact with the karaka, so then it will stop there. Of course, we could visualize a case even when the ball moves poches megimul tvochim from in the avir from the karaka, that even when the it will reach the karaka, even when it will reach, come in contact with the karaka, it will keep on rolling. But it all depends with what force he used, what kind of energy he applied on the ball. You see, if he applied a lot of force, a lot of energy on the ball, so then why is it that sometimes when you throw a ball, so the moment it lands on the karaka, it stops there? And sometimes you throw a ball, even when it lands on the karaka, it keeps on rolling on the karaka. It all depends what force you apply on the ball. If you apply moderate force on the ball, so then it will only keep on moving as long as it doesn't reach the karaka. But the moment it reaches the karaka, So because of the friction of the karka, it'll stop there and rest there. But sometimes you see, one gives such a kick to the karka, to the ball, that even after it lands on the karka, it keeps on rolling. Maybe if he's a good kicker, so it may keep on rolling, maybe for many, many feet. That's proportional to the force that he applies to the ball. So Mimele, this is how the Rashba explains the Gemara. The Gemara says, in other words, the Mishneh, Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishneh has reference to the case of Zorak Chutz L'Daladames V'Nizgalgel L'Seir L'Daladames. So now it's Chutz L'Daladames, it reached the Karaka. And still, it kept on rolling. And then it moved L'Seir L'Daladames. Why? Because he applied such a force that even after it landed on the karka, even after the ball landed on the karka, he didn't stop there through the friction. Why? Because he exerted a relatively stronger force. So Mimele, the friction of the karka did not stop it, was incapable of stopping it. Mashein came. But usually, if you don't apply a relatively strong force against the ball, so the moment the ball reaches the karka, it stops there. The friction, it stops it there. So Mimele, if Rove didn't tell us that his chidesh, so I would say only in the case of the Mishneh. So it's not considered noch, even though it rolls on the karka itself, because the fact that after reaching the karka, after landing on the karka, it still keeps on rolling, proves that he used such a force against the ball that the moment it landed, it didn't stop there. So that's not Sefer Lenuach. Mashein came in the case of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon, Zerik Mishayochid, 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 Pochis Midimu Tvochim from the karka. So in other words, so there it keeps on moving. Why does it keep on moving? Because through the law of inertia. So, but the moment, and there is no friction in there, Mashein came, the moment it will end, so in all probability, it will stop there. Enochaname, if he'll throw a ball, in the Aver Poches Megimu, but he'll throw it with, he'll apply such a force, that it will seem that even after it will land on the karka, it will keep on rolling. So then it's like Misgalgel. But Rove has reference to a case where once it lands, it will immediately stop there. And even in such a case, so he says that Avir, that Tzeipel Anuach is still not considered noch. This is what the Rashba says. If the situation is such that he applied such force on the ball, so much energy on the ball, that it's destined to keep on rolling even after it lands, so that's Misgalgel. But Rove has reference to the case where he applied moderate force, and it's destined to stop there the moment it reaches the karka. So that's Sefer Lenuach. So even in such a case, Rove tells us the big chidesh that it's not considered enough. Aber mo kish seifel un der bekleim a shrol un der bey il un af bey hab a mine tikh shloi sho shlei ka mo she kom as bey so in other words so it's mistaber that the mir means the same thing as the rash so he says vi shive nis galgo kamre kleim a afal bi shom ro bin ya mishne seinu she tsoyr she der yakh ka bimashu lo yi so lo mit menu bin yom kluto sham nis gal ge hoyl vein seifel un nu ar bi beiro Because the Mizgalgel ain't safe and will be Beirur, it's a certainty. You have the best raya. You see, the ball already reached for a few moments that it reached the karka and it keeps on rolling. So what does it mean? He gave it such a kick that the friction, the landing, didn't stop the ball. So melee, it was a zrike of Ein Sefer Lenuach. Mashein kein, avol kluto. It means when he applies moderate force on the ball. Hoyl v'sefer lenuach al kolponi. The moment it reaches, now it keeps on moving because it hasn't reached the karka yet. So there is no friction to make it rest. But it's destined to stop at the point where it comes in contact with the karka. So that's the first lashon. So according to the first lashon, so even misgalgal gabe karka itself, so it's not considered noch, unless it's noch gabe mashu. Umikomokim, then the other girls. יש מפורשים משנסינו שלא נוח על קבי קרקע כלל והם מפורשים זו רק נסיך ארבע עמיס וכילים שתיצא מתיך ארבע יקבסו רוח מיד והכך נסגלגלו מצד הרוח שבו מצד אחר למוקים שכיוון בלו יגור לאורץ פוטר שיקבו רוח בוטי לסקיחי של זירק לגמרי ונעשה קיחי של רוח אבל אם זו רק חוץ לארבע עמיס ויקבסו רוח והוא שרזיר לאחרי עושה ספלינים גבישני ונסגלו לסיך ארבע עמיס ולא הגיע לאורץ אשר יוצא בסיך ארבע עמיס חייב שכשניסה כבר נדונן של אונחו וישועו לו בגמור ובולינוך כלים אשר ירזירו רוח מיד והם גרסים עומר the second version how are they גרס עומר רבי יחד והוא שנוח משהו the goins גרסה כלים אשר בו נשיב עשו רוח I mean you see the godless of the god the grower, you see, so many of the corrections that the grower made, and we found that in other Gesuris, in other texts, that it's the way the grower says. So, the grower did not have the Miri, it was not discovered, the manuscript of the Miri, but he understood that. So he said, V'yikviso, v'sho'alu, olero b'gmora bolinoch, kelema sh'ayar ziro ruach miyat, ואם גרסי נאמר רבי יחנן והוא שנוח משהו כלימה שבו נשיב הסרוח בחיזק והיא כבר מעט וחקר בו נשיב החרס כלים שטיפו לאורץ והרזירו לשיחה באמיס ואם גרסי נתניה מרוחת זו רק חוץ לארבע אמיס ואם גרסי נתניה מרוחת the second version that said that is gay race נוח משהו so there is no prerequisite that it must rest for a moment as something tangible. It must rest for a moment, even if it rests in the Aver itself, and nothing tangible. So it's still considered anoche. Some mele, they can be geres, tanyan amoche, because the Braise confirms Robert's din of noch mashu. והם גרסים אומר רבי יחנן ושל נוח משהו תלימה שבו נשיב לסבוע בחיזק והיא כה מעט הקר בו נשיב אחר אז כן שטיפו לאורד להזיר לו זכה באמץ והם גרסים תניה נעמו הוכת זו רק חוץ לארבע עמי לדוח בסיור רוח כנחצוסי אף על פי שחוץ לו וציאוסי פוטה עוד בסיור רוח משהו אף על שחוץ לו ונחצוסי חייב ומכל מוקי מאפים מפורשים עוד זו סיור רוח בסיור שלי של אורת ולשיטה זו צורך לפורש והמשאום רותך שלי של רבון המצורך הנוח על גבי משהו וישואל בו היינו מסניסים דום רבי יחנן ושנוח משהו רוצרים אשר יקבוס יור רוח מעט ואף על פי שיטך שלי שו צורך שתנוח מעט והישיב שם נסגלגל באוויר אין ספר לנוח רוצה לימה במוקם חיוב מתחכך רואו להצריך יש לנוח אבל כלותו כמי שסיבו לנוח so that's the same pshat as in the first lotion in line with the lomdes of the Rajm or you say me אף אגב לא נוח כמעט נוח דומה כמה שמו ולשית עשינו in other words according to the first lotion that the right girl say is נוח על גבי משהו so there are two prerequisites אין לנו גרסים בפרייסה זו תניה נמוכה אלא תניה לבד But the question is, so how is Tanya good? So then there is a stir against Rabbi Yechanan from the Braise. So what do you say? Rabbi Yechanan Tanu Polik, like the Sifra Krisu says, let the Miri say that. I mean, why doesn't he mention it? The answer is no, because we can apply the Braise to the case, as I said before, where through the force of the wind, it rested on the chip. It rested on the chip. So we could argue that in such a case, He shouldn't be chayev. He shouldn't be chayev because it's keiach hachamur abei. It's not through his force. If let's say it rests on the chip through his force, because it threw it in such a way that it should bump against the yoseid, against the chip. So then we understand this why it's chayav. But if he threw it in such a way that if not for the strong wind, so then it wouldn't have landed on the yoseid. But the wind intervened, and that made the ball land on the yoseid. So memeila itzki chacham urabei. So we could say he should be poter. So kamash was Rav Nachman Ilya says no. That even though itzki chacham urabei, he's still chayev. So we could explain the price that way. But we couldn't say tayin amoche. So there is no kashi against Rav Yechanan. But the riot to Rav Yechanan there isn't either. So that's what he says. Ushito sein on a girsi mi braise zu tain amoche el tain levat u mikol mokle nim psak o yisil reif poskim shil yiviu zu shil toch vaso ruach zu so ruach vin nira shim peskim das resheno aber achizas ruach in anoche klal anoche klal it means achizas ruach without a chip I mean just in anoche klal u mikol mokle mishi te shlio kol shi yigia leeretz klal af al pishe loy nocho chaye vachin adwaran yere. Now let's see another Rashba. Now, what is the Shittas HaRashba? So we have two Gyosois. One Gyosai is, the Miri mentions, Nochal Gabi Mashu. So that means there are two prerequisites. And another Gyosai is Noch Mashu. There is only one prerequisite. It doesn't have to rest. It doesn't have to land on something tangible. What is the Shittas HaRashba? Is the Shittas HaRashba like the first Loshin in the Miri or like the second Loshin in the Miri? Hot Omer Rabbi Yechanan, v'hu shenoch agam emashu. Nira lei perushei, v'hu shenoch mashu. V'yal gabi mashu. So he says that, so here the deal says shenoch al gabi mashu. And he said the pshat is that noch al gabi mashu implies two things. Noch mashu, v'yal gabi mashu. In other words, it's like the mashu modifies al gabei, and it modifies also noch. So in other words, so it is just as if it had been written, v'hu shenoch mashu v'al gabei mashu. So that's a shortened expression. So in other words, so his girsay is shenoch al gabei mashu. So it certainly implies that it has to land on something tangible, but it also implies something else. That it has to rest for a moment. It has to be in a state of rest, not in a state of motion. So he says, "Ruhu shel noch mashu, v'al gabi mashu, v'leima da filu amidei oruach uchiditanya." So what do you mean, "V'leima da filu amidei oruach"? That's implicit. What I said, pshat no zosi oruach. That zosi oruach doesn't mean that even if he didn't land on something tangible, he just remained suspended for a moment in the air, so and then it started traveling again. So it's considered noch. No, it means even though through the force of the wind it landed on a chip. So this is implicit in the Lashon of the Rashba. Vileima da afilu amidei oruach, even though the ruach was maimidet and al gabei mashu, not through his force, through the cooperation of the wind. So it's also considered anoch. And we do not say that it's wrong. Da'afil amin ha-ruach, l'tanyo, zosi ha-ruach, mashu. Af al pi, shechozro v'ichnisosei chayim. Anyway, now. So we have, like this. The Tamtzi says, briefly, in other words, we have a machlik, according to the Miri Daf Tzadik Zayin, so there is no machlikes between Rovis Memre and the Braise of Rav Chalkei Batuvi. And when Rav Chalkei Batuvi says, the Braise says that the Ter Gimel, so Ritzorich Hanoche, so it means even without Hanoche Al Gabei Mashu. The Miri, however, says that the Braise itself, when it says Ter Gimel Vehatel Chayev, it means only if Noch Al Gabei Mashu. But the Miri is a Yochid who explains the Braise Daf Tzadik Zayin that way. All the other Rishonim Achirim. Now, if there is a machlekes between Rovis Memre or the Braise here, It's not that Rav Yisraeli can the price of Tzadik Zayin. If there is a machlekes between Rav and the price here and the Mishnah here and the price of Tzadik Zayin, so then the question is, how do we pass it? So the Rach doesn't pass like Rav. The Rach, in view of the fact that the Rav runs counter to the price of Tzadik Zayin, so he doesn't pass like Rav. And as far as this Mishnah is concerned, so as Teisva says, I mean, we can explain the Mishnah in accordance with the price that Tzadik Zayin took. So the Rach paskens like the price of Tzadik Zayin. The Teir Gimel does not require Hanochal Gamim Asher Rav. Nothing. But most Rishenim, so even though they hold that there is a machlekes between the price of Tzadik Zayin and the price and Rove here, Tafku, but they pass like Rov, not like the price. That's a miut Rishenim. I mean, there's the Rach. There are a few other Rishenim, but most Rishenim pass Rove's din. Then there are two Rishenis in the Miri. Now, according to Rove, the Tzorich Hanochal Gabi Mashu, does it apply only to a case where it's misgalgal ba'avir pochas midin? But if it is misgalgal and kalka mamish, then it doesn't require Hanochal Gabi Mashu, or even when it's misgalgal al gabi kalka mamish, it still requires. So there are two lishenes in the Miri, and from Rashi's Loshen, that comes from the base, when he says, Migalgam, Redova Shawach, Migalgal ba'avir, so it's mashma, that Rashi agrees with the Loshen Demiri, the second Loshen Demiri, that where it's Miskalkal Gabakarka Mamesh, it doesn't require Hanochal Gabimash. Alright. Now the Rambam also passes that it has to be Hanochel Gabi Mash. Now, Perik Yud Gimul, Milcha Shabbos, Halacha Chol Beis. Zorak lezicha arba ameis, v'nizgalgal chutz la arba ameis, pota. Zorak chutz la arba ameis, v'nizgalgal lezicha arba ameis, im noch al gabi mashu, chutz la arba ameis. So he emphasized, v'akach nizgalgal v'nich lezicha arba ameis chayet, v'nloi noch klal hari ze pota. Right now, the next mission. Hazir ibayan, arba ameis, pota. Im hoyo reket mayim, ורשוס הרבי מהלכס בי, הוא יהד את הפחס לגמור. אם הוא ידב זיין לגמור, אם הוא ירק את מים ורשוס הרבי מהלכס בי, הזיר יקלסיך את הלדם ישחי. וחמו הוא רק את מים, פורחס מעשור את פוחי. רק את מים ורשוס הרבי מהלכס בי, הזיר יקלסיך את הלדם ישחי. So, we have the same kind of gemore here, and the pres on the base. But Afres Amud Beis, the order is different. Because in Afres Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Bishleim rekek rekek reizin chad mizachamu chad mizachshom utzricha diashmin mizachamu avidi shenikru lenavsh. So mele it is more handled by Rab avu mizachshom in mele, because no one is interested, you know, to go down into the water in order to cool himself. To refresh himself. There are all kinds of people. So certain people on the contrary, they prefer, you know, to go down to the water. Certain people prefer to go down to the water. So, So the phrase the Gemara starts from the rekek trezimne. So there the Gemara says we understand as to why it is repeated. But the Gemara is asking why does hiluch have to be repeated twice? Here just the Gemara starts from the other end. Omaleya ahu merabonu lerob bishlemi hiluch trezimne Hokamashmilon hilchal de atrak shmei lilta de atrak shloi shmei tashmish. So what was not so poshet in the Gemara? In the Gemara sava mini da fres. So in the hava mini here it's very poshet. Hello, rakik presim ner. Amoli chad misach hamo vechad misach shom. Utzrich di tonechode hava min hamo misach hamo davinin she di mizgelad lakur en afshay. Avo misach shom ilot. Vi ashmi misach shom ichim di mitni velo yich meslo. Avo misach hamo lot. Now, Abayoma. So this is how. So this is how the Gemara explained the rekik phrasing. But then the Gemara gives other Amoraim give another explanation as for the purpose of this repetition of rekik twice. So, Abayo Amar Yisrich, Sal Kedai Techamine, Hane Milei Yiched Lehavid Aladamis. Hane Milei Yiched Lehavid Aladamis. Now, the Rash is Pshat here, not the next Zedimor. So, it's very strange. Abayo Amar Yisrich, Sal Kedai Techamine, Hane Milei, when do we say that the Rekik Mai, because of the Hiluch of the Rabbi, is considered as a vicious Rabbi, where it's not Aladamis Rochav, where the width is not Aladamis. The Lehavid Aladamis, Rashi says, Rochav. The Litrich Alei Milse La'ave B'Seichei. V'neach La'ave Milehakev V'leilech L'Reish Yishu Koloshon. In other words, if it is not Dalet Amis wide, so then it is not So it is not so difficult. It's not so difficult to cross that rekik, because it's less than 10 dalet amis wide. So memele, since it's not difficult to cross it, so people are accustomed. Many people are accustomed to go across it. So memele, that rekik is handled by rabbim, is used for the hiluch rabbim. So it's a rishus rabbim. Avol heiched dehavid aladames, but then when it is dalad ames wide or more than dalad wide, so many people decide why should they go in the water, cross the water for such a distance, dalad ames or more, it's preferable to go all around instead of going in the water. You know, so mele, not so many people use the rekek for crossing, as in the case where the rekek is less than Aladamis. So I would say in such a case, since not so many people use it, so it's not a rishus rabim. Komash melon, it is a rishus rabim. That's why the Mishnah has to repeat rekek twice. The Rav Asher Omar is sal kodai techamini hanem mileheche dehavedalet. Now what does it mean? Before when Abaye said Hanim Milahiched Deloi Haved Dalet, so he spells out Hanim Milahiched Deloi Haved Dalet Ames. But Rav Asher says just the other way. Yistrich Sal Kedai Techamina Hanim Milahiched Dehaved Dalet. Does he mean also Dalet Ames, or he means Dalet Rochet? So Rashi says Hanim Milah, Hanim Milah Dehaved Rishus Rabin Heiched Dehaved Ror Beit Dalet Ames. So, according to Rashi, Rav Asher, when he says Dalet, he also has reference to Dalet Ames, not Dalet Vach. So it's strange. So, in other words, so both Abaye has reference to Dalet Ames, and Rav Asher has reference to Dalet Ames. So Abaye is saying, Yistrich, Sal Gleit Hamine, Hanemile, that it's a Rishus Rabim, Eichad Lehavet Dalet Ames. So then, people don't decide to go all around, and they are disposed to cross it, to go through the river, to walk in the water. So mele, it's relatively used by many people. So it's a rishus rabim. Avo he